Oh boy, here we go. I am Angela from Antioch Baptist Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I move that the convention adopt resolution number 9 on critical race theory and intersectionality. You will find this resolution on page 19 of the Wednesday SBC bulletin.
Okay, so the question is on the adoption of resolution 9.
1A to speak against.
1A, are you to speak against?
Yes. Tom Buck, First Baptist Church, Lindale, Texas. Preached it to the committee on this. It's a difficult topic, and the reason, since it is a difficult topic, there's a couple of areas that I'm greatly concerned about. The third whereas reads, critical race theory and intersectionality have been appropriated by individuals with worldviews that are contrary to the Christian faith. The truth is, they weren't merely appropriated, but originated with those who would hold unbiblical worldviews. It's fundamentally flawed, that worldview. Secondly, in the seventh whereas, it states that critical race theory and intersectionality alone are insufficient to diagnose and redress the root causes of social ills they identify. They're not merely insufficient, they're incapable of diagnosing man's problem and incompatible with the biblical gospel. Critical race theory is based upon Marxism, a godless intellectual foundation, and both include a praxis contradictory to the gospel of Jesus Christ. These views do not complement the gospel, they completely contradict it. Paul wrote in Colossians 2, 6 to 8, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up and established in your faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition. Therefore, when it came to worldly philosophy and human tradition, Paul did not tell the Colossians to adopt or adapt, but to abandon.
First of all, let me say, first of all, thank you for the statement. He quoted from Colossians chapter 2, and in that quote, he had Colossians 2, 9 as well. The reason why you see this resolution on critical race theory is because we as a committee believe that we have the responsibility not to be taken captive to vain philosophies or alien philosophies that seek to exalt itself against or above obedience to Jesus Christ. When you read this resolution, you see a resolution that says that we must keep the gospel of Jesus Christ above all, and any theory or epistemology has to be subordinate to Scripture. And this resolution is very clear in the way that we have approached the discussion of critical race theory and intersectionality. There's not one member of this committee who would consider himself or herself an apologist for critical race theory or intersectionality. We have been called to defend the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. And you can believe that the seat that we're most concerned about in terms of evaluation will be the Bema seat of Christ. And this resolution stands strong to teach individuals how to engage the culture, keeping the gospel above all.
4A, do you have an amendment to Resolution 9?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. I'm Tom Asco, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Cape Coral, Florida. I want to express appreciation to Dr. Woods and his committee for the sake of what they've done. But for the sake of our witness, I want to add strength to this resolution, make it clearer and more explicitly theological by offering what I hope will be taken as a friendly amendment. So after the first whereas, I would like to offer, whereas critical race theory and intersectionality are godless ideologies that are indebted to radical feminism and postmodernism and neo-Marxism, and then add two resolves after the first resolved. Resolved that we remind Southern Baptists that critical race theory and intersectionality emerged from a secular worldview and are rooted in ideologies that are incompatible with Christianity. And be it further resolved that we repudiate all forms of identity politics and any ideology that establishes human identity in anything other than the divine creation in the image of God and for all redeemed humanity, our common identity, together eternally united to Christ.
Is there a second to that amendment? All right, you may speak to it.
I just think it's important that we understand the origins of these two ideologies. They do come from godless Marxism, and we also ought to recognize the way that they are commonly used today, not by any members of our committee that has set forth this very carefully worded resolution, but we need to be aware of how these ideologies are being used in our culture, and there are attempts to insert these ideologies in the false way of seeing the world into evangelical life and churches. And so if we make it clear about their origins and reemphasize that we have our identity in Christ and Christ alone, I just think it strengthens this resolution. I hope it will be received as a friendly amendment.
Thank you, brother. You want to respond, Dr. Woods?
I appreciate the words and the sentiment of the messenger. We will take this as an unfriendly amendment for this purpose. It is our aspiration in this resolution simply to say that critical race theory and intersectionality are simply analytical tools.
It's not
They're
true.
Meant to be used as tools, not as a worldview.
It's not true. It's not
and we would also say that in light of the time, we don't have an opportunity to talk about the origins or, and, as well as the implications of critical race theory. When you begin to think about worldviews and philosophical constructs, the Apostle Paul appealed to the Epicurean sensualists. He appealed to the rationalists on Mars Hill. But that did not mean that Paul imbibed the views of the rationalists or the sensualists. When Apostle Paul quotes from Epimenides in Titus chapter 1:12, it did not mean that Paul believed that Epimenides' worldview was consistent. What we're saying is that this can be utilized simply as an analytical tool, not a transcendent worldview above the authority of Scripture. And we stand by the strength of this resolution.
Three A, do you wish to speak for the amendment?
No.
Five A, do you want to speak for the amendment?
I'd like to speak for the original resolution.
Tell them to hang on just a moment.
Hold on, we are working on this amendment.
Ask 7A if they want to speak for the amendment.
7A, do you want to speak for the amendment?
Yes. My name is Zach Zabinden, messenger, Salem Baptist Church, Manikin, Virginia. And even though I respect very much all the work that the committee did in putting this resolution together and taking care of this issue that's before us, I disagree with their assessment that simply critical race theory is just an analytical tool. And I know there's a lot of different opinions on that. It is an ideology, and it is a problem that we need to address, and we need to vote for this amendment. I think that strengthens the resolution enough in my heart to be able to vote then for the resolution as a whole.
Does 3A wish to speak against the amendment?
No.
Does 4A want to speak against the amendment?
Does 4A want to speak against the amendment? Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Okay. No. More than one
JD, what do we do?
Okay, so the one who said yes.
Okay.
Thank you. My name is Travis Roberts from Restoration Church in D.C. I wanted to speak against the amendment because what I felt this resolution did well was maintain biblical truth while acknowledging the common grace that God has given even secular scholars to recognize true things. When we look at intersectionality, for instance, all of us, I think, by plain observation of the world, can tell that life is more difficult for black women than either women or black men in many circumstances. At any rate, these are What I'm hoping this convention can do is look at the good things that people of all religions, all stripes, all colors have identified, and at the same time maintain biblical truth and continue advancing the gospel in all fields on mission and in the interest and pursuit of justice and racial reconciliation. Thank you.
Entirely. This committee, this convention is not prepared to deal with this. They don't understand it. So we need to withdraw.
Can I make an appeal? Can I make an
appeal? Okay.
All right. The time for consideration has expired again. On behalf of the Committee on Order of Business, I move the time for debate be extended by 5 minutes.
Those in favor of extending the time for discussion by 5 minutes, signify so by raised ballots. Those in opposition, same. Okay, the affirmatives have it, but by less so than the time before. So, okay, I'm going to recognize the Chief Parliamentarian for a word of instruction here.
Time has expired for the consideration of the resolution's report. You've now extended it once. You've extended it twice. Here's what will happen. There is no more time for debate or amendment. So here's what will happen in just a moment. The chair is going to put to you just for a straight up vote. So the resolutions, they are what they are. So he is going to put number 9 as it is to a vote. So you can vote yes for 9 or no for 9. Then he's going to put number 10 to a vote. You can vote yes for 10 or no for 10. He will put number 12 to a vote. You can vote yes for 12 or no for 12. And then the last two poor twins that held together are 11 and 13. You can vote for 11 and 13 together. They're still in the block. These will simply be yes or no votes. So that's what's going to happen. Think carefully and prayerfully and vote. So
was it Haskell's motion or the pending question to amend?
Yes. We're going to put the amendment on number 9 first. So first, Tom Askell's amendment on number 9, you'll vote yes or no on that. Then you'll vote on number 9 as amended or not. And then we'll move on to the others. Okay.
Okay. So the question is on the adoption of the amendment to Resolution 9. If you are in favor of the adoption of that amendment to Resolution 9, please raise your ballot. Those opposed?
Negative has it.
So the negative has it, and the amendment is not adopted. Now, the question is on the adoption of Resolution 9 as is. If you are in favor of the adoption of Resolution 9, please signify so by an uplifted ballot. Those opposed by the same sign? The resolution is adopted.